Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities joins us now to discuss these numbers and what might happen for the rest of the day. Kind of an interesting weekend for the marketplace. It's been watching the Argentine elections yesterday, and they'll have a runoff, Kurt, in November the 22nd. Why is this election important to the commodity markets in general?
Well, it's the so-called political win, which way it's going to blow from and what type of policy could develop on who the leader is or who the winner is. The main thing is Argentine farmers have been, you know, hanging on to a lot of beans, per se, and the way they read it now is, as we move forward in through here, there could be more eagerness, willingness to put those beans on the world market. And that's kind of spooked the trade here this morning and leading the downside. Also, too, we've seen a little pickup in producer movement in the bean side with yields, you know, better than expected and inventories a little higher. So wheat's kind of, or beans are leading the charge to the downside here. And I think we're seeing some fairly aggressive spread unwinding. You know, seems like for the last year they've been buying beans, selling wheat, buying beans, selling corn, and vice versa once in a while. And the magnitude of the volume, I say at the end of the day in here, we're going to see the news wire say unwinding of that spread.
So at this point we have wheat up fairly strongly, and you think these two things are related. Many pointing towards the rainfall, heavy rainfall in Texas, Louisiana, some of the south western part of the growing regions in the United States. But you're of the idea that this is something a little different. Will it take very long for the unwinding to happen?
Oh, it usually runs a day or two. Oftentimes when you see funds move one way or other, it can last as much as 3 days, but I think this is kind of a 1 to 2 day event. The thing on the wheat, yeah, a little too much rain scenarios, but they got a little drier forecast for Europe. You know, Argentina, I don't know if there's a whole lot of news to give reason for wheat to go up and beans go down from that region. But then Australia, you know, they've remained dry somewhat. I know last week one analyst came out and said, you know, it's time for wheat to go, and these analysts that were looking at large world supplies need to reevaluate things because China holds a large portion of the world wheat supplies. Well, that's not necessarily true because China is not a wheat exporter. And if you would subtract ending stocks in China versus the rest of the world, we still have ample supplies of wheat worldwide. So for wheat to, you know, go sharply higher from here, it's going to have to continue to stay wet or continue to stay dry in most of the world here to generate a smaller supply, a supply-driven rally.
Have you been following the technicals, in particular in the bean market, if they're unwinding and selling, of course, what's happening in Chicago for the soybeans? Are there places we need to be aware of that might trigger further depth in that loss?
Yeah, it varies. It varies hourly almost. It seems like you're grain traders and some of these major grain companies are down to watching 5-minute bar charts. But basically, if you take the low at 8.57 in the Jans and the high we made here last week, it's going to be kind of critical to hold the retracement here at 8.82 in the January futures. That's a 62% retracement level at 8.82 and a quarter. Failure to kind of hold this 8.82 levels, going to signal a drop on down to this 870. So we're at a point here where we need to see some short covering start to materialize, give the bean support.
And a similar assessment for the corn market today?
Well, 885 on the upside, 886 is retracement back up. December corn. back up to the 399 and three quarters area that we topped out here 1st of October. Kind of looks like, you know, corn's just stuck in this range we've been in ever since August, and the trade's kind of betting on the cash market to provide support here on breaks.
And what else should we be watching for the day? Crop progress report is due out. How far along do we think harvest will be?
Well, in our area, it's pretty well done.
yeah, that's true. Harvesting, recreational tillage, both. Fall tillage and recreational tillage.
the problem is tillage. It's not going as smooth as guys anticipate. The ground's so dang hard that it's really pulling hard. Having to replace some tillage equipment and bolts and so forth. So it's going to be a real challenge to get some of this field work done without tearing something up. But corn harvest is expected to be 77% complete as a nation. Beans, 89% complete as a nation. When you look at the regional breakdowns, it's going to show that, Iowa, is still behind somewhat. But for the most part, harvest has moved right along without a whole lot of hiccups, per se. We'll probably start to focus on South America here as we get into middle of November.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good, Todd. Take care.